Well, guess what? You're growing up, people. You know that? Do you know that? You're growing up. You know what that means? It's not good news. No. That's right. You get more responsibility. I've noticed as I've grown up that things don't just sink on me like they used to. I have to put a little more effort into it. And I have to move by, not by my feelings anymore, but I have to move by what's going on the inside of me, which isn't a feeling at all. It's a knowing. You know the Holy Ghost. And he expects that of you as you get older and wiser. You can enter into the Spirit without a single goosebump or a single feeling. And how do you know you're in the Spirit? You just know. You have a knowing. It goes from, oh, my face. I used to give tongues when my face got all numb and my left foot started to twitch. Then I knew that I was supposed to give a tongue. To the point where God just says, it's time for you to go and give a tongue. But he says it down on the inside of you. It's the inward witness. That means you're growing up. We're there. We're growing up. We're not going to get the same. And it doesn't mean you won't have feelings. But you won't be reliant on those feelings anymore because you know him. And I like the feelings. We all do. Where did they go? I want the goose come. But guess what? They come at a later time now. Once you step over by faith and you start acting your age in the Spirit, it's greater. That's exactly right. And you'll wake up at the end of a meeting and everybody's gone. And you'll wonder what happened. But you stepped out in faith. Hallelujah. Right? Everybody went home. But you somehow stepped over in the glory and everybody left. And you didn't care anymore. This is the way it is when you grow up. And we're growing up. I'm excited about it. Because that means we're not dependent on what we feel. You know what a deliverance that is? You don't need to have a feeling. You're walking with God in the Spirit. And you can do whatever he says, whenever he says, whether you feel like it or not. Because there's sometimes you just don't feel like it. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
I'm going to make this short, if I possibly can. This is Friday night prayer school. And we've come quite a ways. If you open with me to John 16:23, that's our foundation scripture. Glory be to God forever. I'm excited about this message. We're getting there. We've been predominantly talking about the prayer of faith. Prayer of faith, you need to have the word, and you need to pray in faith, and you get it every single time. Every single time? Every single time without fail. That's God's word. That's your type of prayer. And we all want that type of prayer, right?
Yeah.
Every time we pray, we get exactly what we prayed because we prayed the word and it comes to pass just like Jesus. Well, are you saying you can be just like Jesus? You better be thinking that way. You're going to be just like Jesus. You're a child of God. He's the firstborn among many, many brethren. You're the brethren and sistren of the Lord Jesus. You're going to be like your big brother. Isn't that what kids like to do? You know, if they got an older sibling and they're good, you might not want to be like an older sibling if they're a nutcase. Well, they went to jail. I want to be just like them. No. Then you'd want to be opposite. But if you had a really good grown-up brother and you were a young kid, you'd want to be just like him. You'd look up to him. You'd want to be like him. You'd emulate him. You'd talk like him. You'd start wearing their clothes when they're not in the room. Because when they come in the room, they yell at you. But Jesus doesn't yell at you. He wants you to put his clothes on. He wants you to be clothed with his name. And that's you. And if people criticize you, well, tough. I don't care. Neither should you. Did Jesus care? Did Jesus care if everybody criticized him? I think sometimes he egged them on. There's plenty of places in Scripture where it looks to me like he's doing just that. Poking them where they didn't like it. Poking the bear. Hallelujah. All right, you guys there? John 16. This is going to get good because I believe you guys are ready. Hallelujah. You ready to pray? Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your glory that is beginning to settle on each and every one of us. We love it so very much, Father. I'm beginning to see it right now. Each and every person in this room is getting a new measure of the glory of God. And every time you enter in, that glory is going to increase, says the Lord, until you are like a light bulb shining in a dark place. People are going to come up to you and ask you, what is that on you? And you're going to say, the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. And the glory of the Lord will break open doors like nothing else can. So yield to him, says the Lord, and great things will come to pass in your everyday life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God forever. What did I finish praying? I don't know. Glory be to God. I don't know. Amen. There. That was the finish of a prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, John 16 and verse 23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Whatever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, he's going to give it to you. Ha, 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 ha. Glory be to God. And we went on at length about the Father. You can't pray to the Father unless he's your Father, right? You got to be born again. He's your Father. As soon as you become born again, guess what? He's your Father. You can talk to him in Jesus' name. He's in the Spirit. God is the Spirit, the Father of spirits. You know that, right? So he's not the Father of minds and the Father of flesh. You're going to pray to him spiritually. You're going to contact him in the spirit. And then you're going to pray in Jesus' name. What does that mean? You're going to pray from a position of authority, not of weakness. You're never under the barrel. You may think you're under the barrel, but you're never under the barrel. You're seated in Jesus' name. And I got news for you. God never hears any of those whiny, wimpy prayers from under the barrel. Is there a squeak under that barrel? Gabriel, go look for that squeak. No. He listens to a prayer prayed in Jesus' name. And if you're in Jesus' name, you're in a position of authority, seated above the problem. And if you pray in Jesus' name, you're praying what? Jesus is the Word. He was the Word made flesh. He's the Word. You must be praying the Word to be in Jesus' name. Well, I prayed in Jesus' name and it didn't come to pass. Well, did you pray the Word? God, help me. God, go kill my neighbor. They're bugging me. Well, is that the Word? No. Well, I prayed it in Jesus' name. Well, you didn't pray in the name. In the name is the Word. The Word is the name. The name is the Word. If you're not praying the Word, you're not going to get your prayer heard. And there's a solution in this wonderful book called the Bible for every single problem that you have and every single problem your neighbor has. They just don't know it yet. When they come knocking on your door thinking your house is on fire because the glory of God's just shining all over you, just say, come on in. It's nice and toasty in here. Glory be to God. 1 John 5. I want you to look this one up. Most of you know it. It's important sometimes that your eyeballs look at it and say, yeah, this is in my Bible. Look at that. It's in black and white. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. 1 John 5, chapter 5, verse 14. This is the confidence that we have, what? In him. In who? In Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can be confident. What is confidence? What's confidence? It's boldness. It's faith. This is believing. He's telling you what believing is. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. What is his will? His word is his will. It's his written will. He hears us if we pray anything according to his word. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Circle the word have. If we know that he hears us, we know that we are going to get someday. Someday, Sharon. Someday. in the great by and by you will get. No, you know if he hears you because you prayed the word, you know that you have. Have is present tense. When are you going to get healed? Well, someday when the Lord comes in great glory and touches the water, the angel does. He comes in and touches the water and I get in first, I'll get healed. Everybody has this thought. Someday, Alan, I'll get healed. Someday this will happen to me. Well, if you're praying like that, too bad you don't get your prayer answered. That's why we have so many people without their prayers answered. We have churches full of people without effective prayers because they're missing it right here. They might have even hit all the other steps that we've gone through. But they missed it right here. They didn't believe that they have received. And that's what we're going to talk about today. That's the next step. Praying to the Father in Jesus' name. And then you have to believe that you have received. Believe that you have received it. Does that make sense? So when are you going to get it? When you believe that you have received it, you shall have it. And we'll go to that next scripture right here. Glory be to God. Mark 11:22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Or have the God kind of faith. That's what my margin says. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Okay? When you meditate on this, you will see that it is at the moment of prayer. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When do you have them? In the future. No, right then. If you put it off to the future, you weren't ready to pray. And that's really what I want to talk about today. If we can take it that far, you weren't ready to pray. If you weren't ready to receive what you prayed for, well, that's too much for my faith. Then you need to slow down a bit. I'm going to make a statement here. Preparation time is never wasted time, ever. Because you weren't ready to pray the prayer of faith. You have to believe that you have received it at the moment you pray. What I like to do, and I do this often. You might think I'm smelling my breath, but I'm not. I put my hand up in front of my mouth, and I can feel the vibrations coming out of my mouth from my words. And then sometimes I do smell my breath right then while I'm doing it. Make sure. But the point is, there's an action. Something is coming out of my mouth. It is words. Once you've released those words, did you believe that you received it? Because it's at that moment that you have to believe that you've received it. Amen. Jesus said, if you'll say, doubt not in your heart, believe what you said. Say, you're believing what you said comes to pass. You will have whatever you said. Okay? So it is the moment of prayer, the moment of faith that you prayed the prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for $150 to pay my bill. What came out of my mouth? At the moment those words came out of my mouth is the moment I received the $150. Then the appropriate thing is just simply to praise God. Thank you, Father, for the $150 that's coming to me now. Do you understand? When did I receive the 150? Well, when somebody mailed it and I got it in the mail. That's when you had. No. If you're waiting for then, that you did not pray effectively. You missed it. You did not do what Jesus told you to do quite clearly in his word. This is really simple. It's at the moment of prayer that you pray. And another trick I'll give you, don't get all caught up on the manifestation of what it is. How's God going to bring $150 to me? What's he going to do? What's he going to... No, focus on what Jesus told you to focus on was the words. If you believe what you say comes to pass. It's not what you say as in, oh, I believe in $150 coming to me. No, you're believing in the power of your words, the power of the Father to hear your words and to bring it to pass. It's at that moment. It really has nothing to do with the thing that you're looking for. It has everything to do with him hearing your prayer, knowing that he heard it, and then that you at that moment have. Not will get, have. And when you do that, the rest of the time is just praise. It's not worry. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? If you're into what am I going to do mode, you did not believe that you received it. Does that make sense? If you believe that you received it at that moment of prayer, then the rest is victory and praise. Glory be to God. Well, what if it doesn't happen? We have scripture that say it is going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, you die a happy, praising person. But it will happen. You exercise your faith. I guarantee you, you do this, you know, if you go out and believe for $1 million, you're not ready for $1 million yet. You've got to exercise your faith. I can't bench press 400 pounds, but I could do 40. I think. I haven't bench pressed anything for a long time, but using your muscles, right? You don't want to blow something out by trying to move stuff too big. This is how we grow. The Bible says to exercise your faith. Just like your physical exercise profits a little bit, but godliness profits greatly in this life, the Bible says. When you pray, believe, and you shall have. What are you believing? That the Father heard you and that you have received. You must believe that you have received it. Effective prayer. Glory be to God forever. Hebrews 4:11. We're doing well here. Glory be to God. Let us therefore labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Let us labor therefore. What is labor?
Work.
It's work. You could say that. Let us work that we can enter into the rest and not fail after unbelief. Okay? So he's saying you can labor to have the kind of faith that causes you to enter into rest, or the kind of belief that allows you to enter into a rest. Rest in what? Believing that you've received the thing that you prayed for. Now you're resting in it. How do you know it's going to come to pass? Because I prayed, and my Father, which is in heaven, heard me. Because I prayed in Jesus' name, according to his word, and I have whatsoever I ask. I have it, and I've labored to enter into rest. Well, what do you mean labor? I mean there's a certain amount of preparation that you have to go through to pray this kind of prayer. Number one, you got to find a scripture for it. That might be labor. It's a part of the labor. But do you believe that? Where does faith come from? Hearing. I'll give you an example of Keith Moore, was a teacher, well, down at Rhema for years when I was down there anyway. He would say that the way he would operate in healing school, where they would have critical people come in, critical cases of sickness come in, he would throughout the week teach them on healing and how to receive healing from the Lord through the scriptures. And then on Friday in the afternoon, he would lay his hands on them and pray for them. But he told us all through the week he was meditating on scriptures, meditating on the healing scriptures and how you lay your hands on the sick and they recover. I lay my hands on the sick and they recover. He'd do this all week long. I lay my hands on the sick and they recover. He had these ministry scriptures where it showed how that he was the one to lay his hands and to go forth and to heal the sick. These types of scriptures. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to lay my hands on sick people. And so he's meditating on this all week long. feeding his spirit. Well, what do you think? By Friday afternoon, he was ready. He was ready to lay his hands on people. Why? Because he labored in the word to build his faith to the point where he was ready. What if he just showed up on Friday afternoon after just, you know, hanging out at the golf course or something, talking with his other minister buddies who love to hang out on golf courses? I don't know why. Chase little white balls around. Just talking stuff about the world or whatever. Even talking about ministry sometimes is just, it's not what you need to build you up to do the work of the ministry. There's a labor involved. Paul told Timothy to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needs not be ashamed. He calls it work. Once again, this is the work. I'm going to take you to another scripture that says the exact same thing. It's work. I don't like work. Well, you're growing up, aren't you? What happened when you were 18 years old and you got out of school? You had to go to work. Why didn't somebody tell me this? I just wanted to get out of school. But then there was something else that came up. It's called, well, get a job now, you lazy bum. And if you did want to move out of the house, you had to, because you needed some money. There is work involved in praying the prayer of faith. Well, why didn't you tell me that up front? I wouldn't have gone through this series up till now if you'd have told me that. Well, I'm saving the best for last. It's work. You get your scriptures in line, and there's always more than one on any specific topic. If it's finances or if it's healing, or if it's deliverance, there's hundreds of them in there. You meditate on them. You build your faith to the point where you're ready to pray the prayer of faith. Then when you pray to the Father in Jesus' name, you know he heard you, and you know you prayed his will, and you know you have the thing that you desired of him. And nobody can shake you from it. And from that point on, you're just praising him and thanking him for exactly what he already gave you. You have it. Glory be to God. You get it? Yes, amen. You guys are turning into faith people. Hallelujah. You know, the just shall live by faith. I don't know if you read that before. Not by works, not by the law. We live by faith. That means we must have the capability to receive the word, hear the word, believe the word, and live by it. Glory be to God forever. It's exciting. John 6:27. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him has God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. This is the work of God, that you believe. This is the work. Well, I want to do the works, and I want to work. No. Why did he tell Mary that she was doing the right thing when Martha wanted to just run around? Mary was doing the works of God, according to this scripture. How was she working? She was working to believe. And who had faith in the master at the time? Mary did. Why? Because she heard his words. It's labor sometime to make her sit in a seat and listen to me. Huh. That's work. No, or to listen to the Holy Ghost. Isn't it? You want to get up and you want to watch TV? That's not labor. Is it? Duh. Flick through the channels for 3 hours. But it's labor to sit in your chair and pray in tongues for 3 hours. Notice how every time I say more, you used to only say one. You're like, three? Yeah, 3 hours. Glory be to God. That's labor. Don't tell me it isn't labor. You're laboring to enter into something. What is it that you're entering into? Belief. I guarantee you, take one scripture, just one, something that applies to your situation. You find a scripture that you like, take that one. I happen to like, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Ha ha ha. I like that one. Take it, write it on a card, and just say it. I double dog dare you just to do it. Just say it all day long. Every time you think about it, just say it. My God supplies all my need according to his riches. By the end of the day, and if you keep doing it, that thing is going to pop out of your mouth. It'll grow like something is just growing in your mouth. And by the end of the day, it's going to come out without you thinking about it. And it's going to come out with some faith and some force. And you'll have no doubt. Somebody will call you up. Well, you got to pay this bill. And you'll be like, bah, bring it on. Where's the money coming from? I don't know, but I believe God now. I've labored and I've entered into belief. And am I now ready to pray the prayer of faith with that scripture? You better believe I am, because I labored. Right? Glory be to God. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. So when we go back to our foundational scripture here, John 16:23, where Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. We can see that there's a whole lot more going on in there now, can't we? He will give it you, and you shall have what you prayed. What does it mean when you have what you prayed? It means that at that moment when you prayed it, you have it. Did you get anything out of that? Yeah. That's good faith food right there, people. That's the straight dope. If you can get these things that we've been talking about, you will be able to pray specific prayers. And what are you going to do? You're going to be flippant with it? You are going to prepare yourself. And how many times have you ever heard that? Whoever told you that? Oh, would you pray for me, brother? Yes, next week. Why? Why? Because I'm not ready to release my faith yet. But give me a week and I'll meditate on these scriptures. And then when I pray, watch out. I'll believe that I have the answer. Does that make sense? Glory be to God. This is how we can have our prayers answered every single time. I don't care what it is. I don't care the situation. Doesn't matter what the situation is. You're in a job you don't like. You're in a situation you don't like. You got bum kids. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But if you're ready to pray the prayer of faith, if you're not ready, meditate on scriptures that apply to you and your situation. And you'll know. You'll know. And then you write it down. That's another good thing to do. Write it down. And then pray it. Release your faith. Believe that the words you said are coming to pass and that you have whatever you said. And you shall have it. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. Father, thank you for your holy written word. We live by it. We thank you that we are people who live and walk by faith. We love your word, and we live by faith in your word and by your word and in your glory and by your glory. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit in us and among us. We ask to be quickened right now to a greater degree and level to see your word, hear your word, understand your word, and walk in your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we slowly from him? This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.